Okay, at this time, I'd like to introduce Kathy, our 10-minute speaker for tonight.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Kathy.
I just want to let you know today is a really special day for me. Not only have I had the pleasure of being able to speak for my stepdad, Bill, but today is my 70th straight day of sobriety. Now, you're probably wondering, how'd this broad only get 70 days and why is she up here talking? Well, it's all about who you know. And thanks, Bill. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for allowing me to speak, and actually I can talk the hide and leg off a rhinoceros, so I'm going to keep an eye on the 10 minutes and do my best to be polite about that. I may only have 70 days as a sober member of Alcoholics Anonymous, but I have decades as a sideline member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and for that I want to thank my mother, Pat. Mom fought a long time being a drunk, as well as my dad. And what I really want to talk to you about today is the three women in our family who are alcoholics. The first one to start it off that I know of was my mom. And she never missed a day of work. I mean, she was amazing, but she was one of those drunks that she started off happy and she went to the dark side. And when she decided to get sober, she had the privilege of going to a place called Casa Serena in Santa Barbara. And I don't know if you know about Casa Serena, but Casa Serena is not like detox. Casa Serena takes you in and you just stop drinking. Now, Mom was not just an alcoholic, but she was a double trouble. She had become addicted to pills, and she, from a car accident on 101. I don't know if you guys remember the 101 before it had the underpass and all of that stuff, but you used to go just straight through, and a semi hit her and hurt her neck real bad, and so she became addicted to painkillers. So right before she went into Casa Serena, my mom decided that she would kill herself. But what kept her from killing herself was evidently me, the thought of me. I was about 19 at the time, 18, 19. Things went along at a certain pace, and she decided that not even the thought of me could keep her on this earth. So she decided, and this is something I want to tell you about. Right now, I'm on the third step. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. And you know what? I dig God. He has always been an important part of my life, and I want to talk about that another time. But I believe he divinely worked in our lives in many ways. And what he did was... Well, what she did was she went down, she lived in an apartment house in Santa Barbara, and she decided she'd take enough pills. These were her own words. I'm quoting her right now. She would take enough pills to kill a horse. And then she would go down on a lounge floater at the pool, and she would float off into another world. So she gets her towel, and she gets her floater, and she gets her bathing suit on, and she walks down there. And what she sees is an empty pool because they're cleaning and repairing it. So she goes, oh, heck. She goes, well, I will go out with a can. So she lays her towel out. She lies down. And the pills take effect, and she passes out. Well, about 4 hours later, she wakes up with a hell of a headache and a righteous sunburn, probably a second-degree sunburn. And that is when she went to Casa Serena, and I'm so very, very grateful for that. Now, why am I so blessed to be able to go do so much in AA? Mom always let me go to her open meetings with her. She would go down to the Alano Club in Santa Barbara, which is now the Ralph's Market. But that place was so cool. And back in the day, over 30 years ago, you would smoke, drink coffee, and eat candy. It doesn't sound too much different now, does it? But we don't get to smoke anymore. And I remember Gibby, this gentleman that ran the Alano Club down there, and he was such a dear man, just so gracious. And then Mom moved to Solvang, and we would go to the Alano Club there, and the ladies, we'd go on Friday mornings, and the ladies let me come to their meetings with them, and I was just so blessed, and I knew so much. Mom passed away about 11 years ago, 10 and a half years ago. But she attained her sobriety, and I'm so grateful for that. Now, the next person I want to tell you about, and I tell you this not to make you feel bad, but to just give you information of one who chose to and one who chose not to come into the program or deal with her alcoholism. And that was my daughter, Kara. Kara was a blackout drinking, driving the car alcoholic. And she would get on her cell phone on top of that, and she would yell and scream at people. And she'd be driving, and she'd be drunk, and she'd be in a blackout. In her senior year, she and her best friend decided they would pour mugs of alcohol and go to school and walk around school. She just wanted to do things her way, and that was it. Well, she was just about ready to turn 20, and she called up, and I wasn't drinking at this time. But I had a visit with her on the phone. I said, honey, it sounds like you need to get into the program, get into AA or find a program for yourself. And she goes, I will never go to AA. I would rather die than go to AA. And that was it. So she turned 21, and I don't know about you, I didn't do this until I turned 58. But where you drink a lot after a birthday, especially your 21st, and you just drink and you're having a good time and all this stuff. Well, her birthday is on January 23rd, and she just kept drinking and drinking. She was drinking, and one night she called up and told me to tell her dad to buy her a computer. And I said, I'm not telling your dad to buy you a computer. So anyway, we got on, and then the next day she called me, and she said, Mom, I love you, you know, because she was yelling at me. And so, yeah, and I said, I love you too. And then I got a phone call the next night in the middle of the night around 2 in the morning. And it was my ex-husband, her dad. And he called to tell me that she had died in a car accident that night. Now, I'm not telling you this for you to feel sad. I'm just giving you some history of my family and their drinking and where that stands with me. Kara went to a bachelorette party. She drank too much. She had 2 to 3 times the legal limit of alcohol in her body. She was in the country. She took a curve. She didn't negotiate the curve, and she died. Her friend with her did not become hurt at all, hardly, not physically anyway. So she passed away very unfortunately at a young age. These two women guide me. Every day they guide me. Every day I choose to do things to honor their memory, even though one of them did come into the program and the other one didn't. So what I want you to know now is a little bit about the third woman who is an alcoholic in the family, and that's me. My early alcoholism was controlled. The personality was always there. OCD, addicted to food, whatever, the newest thing, whatever, but never the alcohol because I had control of my drinking. Well, part of the reason was because I had 3 children to raise as a single mother. And then the other part, I married an alcoholic, my second marriage, and you know, you got to stay up on these things. You got to watch out. You got to watch out for those alcoholics. The minute, I started drinking a little bit before I left, but the minute I left my ex-husband 2 years ago, I probably had 2 days of not drinking. I drank every night of the week. The minute I'd come home, I'd drink. I wouldn't drive blacked out, but I did drive drunk. And what I want but I would black out. And let me tell you what I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful that every morning for the last 70 days, I remember what I did the night before. Every day for the last 70 days, I am grateful to have most of the brain cells in my head functioning. Now, let me tell you this. I'm a nursing student, and I'm going to let you know that probably it's one of the hardest courses. And when you're over 60, it's even more exciting. And so I thought, great, I've stopped drinking. I'm going to do better in school. I don't know what's going on, but it isn't happening. So just keep me in your thoughts and prayers that my brain gets better. Marilyn was telling me, my friend Marilyn here, that it's probably going to take a year before everything starts, all the cylinders start hitting. So I'm grateful for that information. So anyway, what I'm saying is my family has a history of this. It is a disease. It is something that we pass on to our children. But what I want you to know is there is hope. There is hope because we have this program. I am grateful for every one of you. Some of you are my friends. Some of you are my to-be friends. Bill, Mom married you because she met you at a meeting, and I couldn't be more proud that you're my father. Thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for letting me speak tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing me to be here. I'm Kathy, and I'm an alcoholic.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, at this time I want to welcome Johnny up to the podium. He's going to read the quote tradition for you.